Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, December 7, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thousands of Christians have taken to the streets of Ukraine concerned about the future of religious freedom as the Supreme Court has invalidated the runoff election results. Hope International's President Paul Marty lives in Ukraine.
A large part of what's at stake here is the future of Christianity in this part of the world. If the election goes towards the pro-Russian candidate, then a lot of the policies of the country are going to follow. And he's publicly stated that the only church that he would recognize would be the Russian Orthodox Church.
Hope International runs children's Bible clubs and provides micro-enterprise loans for small business owners. We turn next to Ecuador, where the Ministry of Mission Aviation Fellowship is now directly supporting the indigenous tribal church. MAF's Kevin Swanson says leaders of the rural Suar villages are willing to listen to the message of the gospel, not because of the men, but because they came in an MAF plane. Swanson says the church leadership role is now key.
One of the biggest prayer requests would be that God would raise up more church leaders, such as these Shuar men and women that are willing to go out like this. We're seeing a huge need for church leaders, not just in Ecuador, but around the world. But there is just not the training available for church leadership.
And Operation Mobilization's Love UK teams are presenting an exciting gospel program in schools across central England. In the run-up to Christmas, the team will be doing 30 presentations of their Christmas program, The Boxing Day Boy, reaching up to 900 children a day for the next 2 weeks. Using storytelling and music, the team is able to remind people of the Christian roots of Christmas. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. For your gift of support, we'll send you the 2005 Operation World Desktop Calendar to help you pray for unreached peoples of the world. You can also go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.